Well, you haven't told me where you got that pound of coal. It makes a big difference whether it's from the Appalachian region or the western region, such as Wyoming in the United States. The Appalachian coal, eastern coal, would burn a light bulb for about 10 or 12 hours. A pound of western coal would only burn it for about 5 or 6 hours.
There's that much difference.
There's a big difference in the energy content of the coal. That's correct.
And coal, a good portion of coal, is pure carbon. What kind of CO2 emissions would we expect from this 1 pound of coal?
Well, a pound of coal is, let's say it's about half carbon. So that would be a half a pound of carbon. But for every atom of carbon, you add 2 atoms of oxygen from the air. So you get, for every 12 grams of carbon, you get 44 grams of carbon dioxide. That's basically just how the chemistry works out. When you burn carbon and oxygen, it produces carbon dioxide in that ratio.
So this 1 pound of coal would emit, by weight, more CO2 than I have in my hand here.
That's right. It would end up emitting about 2 pounds of CO2, depending, again, on where the coal came from and how much carbon is in it.
Now, my environmentalist friends would like to see no more coal plants built, no more coal-burning power plants built, simply because of the CO2 emissions. The coal industry tells me that they're working on clean coal. There are experiments going on right now to find ways to sequester CO2, and other experiments going on how to store it underground. What do you think is the future of coal?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to say that there's just no such thing as clean coal today. So in the first place, coal mining is an extremely environmentally damaging and dangerous process. The high volumes techniques that are now in use, including strip mining and mountaintop removal, have devastating consequences on mining regions. And secondly, while there are techniques in place that eliminate many of the regular pollutants such as sulfur and nitrogen from coal combustion, there is no current technology that can significantly reduce the amount of CO2 emitted from power plants.
What do you see as the future of coal and power generation from coal in America in the future?
Well, I think we really have no option but to phase out the use of coal for power generation over the next several decades. The problem with coal is not that each pound has so much carbon. The problem is that there's just a vast reservoir of carbon and potential carbon dioxide in the coal reserves underground in the United States.